This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this program, we like to keep an eye on the business of art. Today, an update on the art of the steal. Over the past few years, there have been a number of legal spats between artists accusing other artists of swiping their concept. Richard Prince or the late David Smith come to mind. Stealing art is legally okay, except when it is not. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports on how that vagueness is a thorn in the side of the expensive art market.
At the Jeff Koons retrospective at the Whitney Museum of Art, there's a colorful sculpture of a couple holding a string of eight puppies.
Eight blue adorable puppies, yes.
Andrew Gildon is a teaching fellow at Stanford Law School. One would not normally tour an art exhibit with a lawyer, but
this gallery is a time capsule for copyright law.
Back in 1992, Koons was sued over these puppies, which he'd based on someone else's work, an image on a postcard. Koons was trying to comment on the banality of the images we see every day.
Koons lost, and the court hated his art.
Amy Adler is professor of law at NYU. Fast forward to 2006, Koons was sued yet again over using another artist's work, this time in a collage, but he won. What changed?
The law changed.
The Supreme Court intervened in 1994 to say it's okay to copy art if
the new work was transformative, with new meaning or message.
Does the new art use the old art as a raw material for something new? That, argues Gildon, has created a problem.
This shift in fair use has predominantly protected big-name defendants who appropriate from small-name artists.
He says in most visual art copyright cases in the past 10 years, the wealthier, more famous artist has won. They've won whether they copied others or others copied them. Gildon says it's because courts, like people, think of famous and non-famous art differently.
We have a hard time thinking of prominent artistic works as being raw, as being the building blocks for something better.
William Fisher teaches intellectual property law at Harvard. He offers another explanation. Famous artists' deep pockets make them targets. But
other features of copyright law do, unfortunately, bias the system.
Litigation is expensive. Penalties can be immense. Artists with less money or fame may give up or not bother fighting at all. But copyright cases are also very unpredictable. Interpretation of the law, like art, is subjective. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.